When I go as a geologist on my river trips, I read a poem to people when we stop at a side canyon called Blacktail Canyon. And I read this poem on every single river trip, and it never ceases to bring awe to people when they hear it. Blacktail Canyon is a good place to read it, but the story about the poem is interesting as well, because I had done this on one river trip, and a woman came up to me later that night and handed me this poem, which she called The Great Unconformity. So the reason that this poem is so special to be read at Blacktail Canyon is because for dozens of miles upstream from here, I have pointed out the Great Unconformity 1,000 feet above people's heads, where these two layers of rock touch each other in the thinness of a sheet of paper, but they represent 1.2 billion years of the rock record that's missing. So by the time we get to Blacktail, this Pacific horizon in the rocks has come down to river level, and people actually get to stop and touch the Great Unconformity. And being the geologist that I am, I always pump them up for how special it is to tell this story at that place. The poem is called The Great Unconformity by Charlotte Graham Clark. It is time. Touch it. Trail your fingers over 1 billion years etched in the red rocks. There is no monument, no temple more sacred than this monumental temple to the whole wide world. This great chasm of whispering eroded eons, seared with majesty beyond comprehension, with glowing glances of sunlight and splashing waters. Stand here on the riverbank a while and drink. Let the peace of this wild place wash the dirt from your soul, leave you clean and empty and new. See the light play here over bench and spire, gold, tan, red, buff, gray. Hear the music of the free-flowing water, green, brown, white, splash, glitter. A new note every day in the symphony of the universe. The sun sets and you see there are two rivers, one beside you and one above you. And as you watch the stars wheel slowly through the dark sky, the silent sandstones leaning over you reveal this grand secret. You are a part of it, and it a part of you. The past is forever and unchanging, but the present moves through it as it will. The sky reflects it all and gives it back, and the waters that divided these vistas flow through you. You were the rock. You will be the sand on the riverbank. And the life that is in you will pass through you from the quiet layers of the past into the uncharted and free-flowing future, giving life ever downstream in God's good time.